Hello, and thank you for joining us for another episode of That Solo Life, the podcast about independent contractors, micro agencies, small business owners working in the space of public relations, marketing, and beyond. My name is Michelle Kane. My company is Voice Matters, and I am here with my fantastic co-host, Karen Swim, the head honcho of Solo PR Pro, which is the group that draws all of us PR pros together. Hey, Karen, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Michelle. In this very moment, yes.
Yes, we are good while we're here.
Yeah, and in 10 minutes that could change, but I'm doing well now. Thank you. As we are all navigating this this season in our lives, it's not normal. It's highly abnormal, but yeah, day-to-day learning how to cope.
Yeah, it's a season. You're right. It's a season. It feels like a very long, drawn-out season that really pulls on all your emotions and, you know, really, I think one thing just before we get into our topic of the day, if you're feeling more tired than usual, it's because you're working harder to focus probably or maintain some sense of normal. I know I've got to get my sleep back in check. I'm getting into that odd territory of, oh, it's 1 a.m. I'm wide awake. And then, you know, anyway, but we're not going to bemoan that today. Today, we're going to talk about opportunities out there for solo practitioners and micro agencies and small businesses. Of course, I'm sure you've heard about the CARES Act and the Payroll Protection Program and various different relief mechanisms, including, you know, for the first time ever, sole practitioners can, you know, apply for unemployment benefits, which is pretty huge. And, you know, honestly, it's one of those things. It's like, yeah, could it stick? I mean, I don't know if this applies to everyone and how their business is structured, but I do pay into my state for unemployment. Yeah. So why if I can't?
I mean, you know, as we're like just even digging into this, one of the things that, you know, I would say a good takeaway from this for solos is to demand action. And this is something that I know companies like MBO Partners, they have talked about it for years, is that we have no unified guideline governing self-employment. There just, it doesn't exist. So there's all of these different, you know, there's federal guidelines in terms of how independents work, you know, there's so the IRS, obviously there's a federal standard for what they consider self-employment. They have their tests, but then there's also all of these different state regulations. And so you have things like AB 5 in California, that's completely different. And guess what? That California also, because of AB 5, has differences in the way that they're even handling the CARES Act. And so one of the things that I really hope comes out of this crisis is having one definition across the board and not having to figure out based on where you live what to do, and not being penalized because you live in a certain state, because it, none of this makes any sense to me. And it's, you know, it's unfair that this is a hopefully a once in our lifetime event, a global pandemic. I don't think that this is going to happen every 5 years. God help us if it does, but this, people should not be penalized for something completely out of their control. And so the fact that some, you know, some of our community, just by virtue of where they live, is blocked from some of these benefits is just not acceptable to me.
No, it's ridiculous. And you're right. You know, we've talked about this before. Yeah, one definition of what self-employed is, because we're held to certain standards, but it's not necessarily a two-way street in all instances. And also, you know, government doesn't really understand how so many people make a living. It's like, you know, but it's, and I get it. It's a huge entity. And even, you know, seeing New Jersey put a shout out for computer programmers for the COBOL language, a language from the 1960s, to update their unemployment website so it could handle more traffic. So,
yeah,
you know, this is kind of the shift we're dealing with. You know, where we're living in a world where things, you tell them, Belle. We're living in a world where things change on a dime and we can pivot thanks to technology. I would say probably in the last 10 years, technology has enabled us to really begin doing business virtually. But, you know, these huge entities that require much of us aren't keeping up. And, you know, I think it's just kind of a, you know, not to veer off the trail too far, but it's a little wake up call for business in general and government entities to make things simple. As simple as possible. So speaking of, yeah, so with the CARES Act, I mean, I do not declare myself an expert on this at all.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, but I've walked through the door on a couple of these things. And, you know, there's so much focus on the Payroll Protection Act, which is fine and great.
You know, we should probably, like, because a lot of people don't understand this payroll protection loan.
Yeah.
And so I want to make sure, because I think self-employed people may skip over that. So if you're, you know, a solo and you use contractors and you pay your contractors, this actually does apply to you. I didn't realize that initially either, to be honest with you. So this does apply. So if you do, you know, have, you subcontract with people, this definitely can apply to you. And it's basically the payroll protection loan allows you to take a loan out for your payroll. So, and check with your accountants on this, but if you're a, you know, most of us have some kind of a corporate structure. So if you pay yourself payroll, then I, you know, that counts to payroll. Doesn't matter. It's payroll period. So, and that includes your subcontractors. So if you use a VA or you have other people on your virtual team, this absolutely counts. And so it's relief specifically for payroll. And it's forgivable as long as you keep the same number of people on your payroll for 8 weeks. So if you stop utilizing somebody, then the loan could be paid back. And so the whole thing is to prevent you from having to have people go on to unemployment or losing their job.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. Again, that's one thing, and that's, you know, just one benefit. There's also, I believe it also covers like mortgage and rent. And so I would definitely recommend having a consult with your accountant. And if you don't have an accountant, there's plenty of accountants who are out there that work with self-employed that would probably, you know, do a free consult with you or even a paid consult that wouldn't cost you very much via Zoom to walk you through what really applies to you.
Right. And you probably want to also check, because it seems like this is trending toward, because I've been reading, you know, a bunch of articles, probably too many. on one hand, you've got the government and the SBA saying like, yeah, here's this thing. And the banks are going, whoa, wait a second, what? So I know my personal bank is not accepting applications until this. Well, okay. So as of this airing, April 10th, they have started. And we're recording this on April 8th, and technically it opened on April 3rd. So some have been able to apply and others have not. My bank actually contacted everyone, all the business accounts, or I think you had to, you know, ping them to say, hey, I'm interested in information. And they provided a worksheet with the different scenarios of payroll or how you do payroll and things like that, which immediately made me say, so I sent it to my accountant. And God bless her, she filled it in for me. And so definitely contact your accountant. They are worth every penny, because I know that I don't know what I don't know. And with something like this, I don't want to make a misstep and have a headache down the road. There's another element of the CARES Act, the EIDL, economic,
yes,
something disaster loans.
It's, economic injury disaster loan. Yeah.
So that allegedly comes with a $10,000 upfront grant that is supposed to magically appear in your account, which it has not yet appeared in mine. I did this about a week ago. And you just go to SBA.gov and they've done a pretty good job of outlining all these items. And you simply apply. It literally took me maybe 5 minutes to apply. And you put your routing number and everything in there. Now, I don't know. You know, they claimed in 3 days. Yeah, I don't know. You know, whatever. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, you do claim in 3 days. In as little as 3 days that you get this grant. And I haven't done it yet because I have just... because I just don't want to.
Well, there's that, right? I know. And I thought, let me do this first. Who knows? I don't know. Yeah. Well, we'll see. So yeah, I put a little online banking every day and go,
I say, and not as I do in this case. Honestly, it doesn't hurt to take advantage of everything that you possibly can right now if you are a solo or small business. And even if you then decide not to accept the loan, that's fine. But correct. I would definitely get in the queue because, for example, here in Michigan, they're processing $100,000 unemployment claims per day.
It's crazy. And they're getting
like 60,000 calls. I don't trust the timeline on anything. I do think that everything that they say is going to take a little bit longer because I can't imagine that they were prepared for this kind of volume.
And you don't know what kind of staffing level they're at, you know, with all of this and people working from home and stuff. So yeah, the 3 day thing, absolutely. I thought,
Exactly. But I
sure it is.
You're smart to have already gone through the paperwork and, to have started the process. I looked at it and my head started to spin.
I shot up a flare. I was like, I'll Venmo you payment right now. Please help me. I don't know. The one thing is they say if you get approved, you know, if you get the EIDL and if you get the grant and then you subsequently are approved for the PPP, the Payroll Protection Program, that somehow it'll be off, that 10,000 will be offset or something like that. So in other words, I believe the language stands that, you know, any funds that you have gotten within the 10,000, sorry, I mentioned my focus is off, would be considered under the forgiven umbrella. If that makes sense. I don't think I made a lick of sense, but if, you know, if you got approved for the payroll protection and you use that properly, then they'll say, or it'll be offset by it. Anyway, we did say there was a lot and it's kind of
crazy. And then there's also, and I don't know if this is Michigan specific, so forgive me, but there's also a Bridge Express loan that will, it's a bridge in between the time that you get this that you can also apply for so that you get the money faster while you're waiting for the other money to come through.
Yeah, I had not heard of that one. I'll have to take a look into that. I don't know if that's, but I mean, I've even been seeing things. It is. It's SBA.gov, the Bridge Express Loan. So there we go. Express Bridge Loan Pilot Program Guide, effective as of March 25, 2020. So, you know, if you visit SBA.gov, once again, they have done a really nice job of laying things out simply. And also our friends at mbopartners.com, they have a great page laying everything out simply because, and I don't say simply because, you know, to insult our collective intelligence, but, you know, when you're stressed out, you need things made as simple as possible. Mm-hmm. As you can tell by the way I can't describe things today. because, you know, you're trying to keep any client that you might work that you might still have going well and, you know, keeping one eye on the date of the calendar and how much closer that is to maybe, you know, you needing to get some income. And, you know, we get it. We get it. We're living it day by day too. Everyone is. So, and I've heard, you know, just from a couple of experts that I've checked in with even with the unemployment, even if you don't, let's say you've lost some work, but not all, that's okay. Apply anyway. First of all, it's going to take time for it to kick in and you just kind of sort it out then, you know, they'll either detract or add depending on your need. And it's, you know, I think it's pretty incredible that the federal government is adding $600 per week for up to 3 months. That can go a long way to help you get through this. I mean, you know, I know no one really wants to take out any massive loans while they feel the bottom dropping out. But at the same time, it's like, we're really just trying to stop any bleeding. You know, we're
applying pressure
to the wound.
Exactly. In addition to the money in terms of receiving, you know, I would also say be proactive and go ahead and delay any payments that you can. So, you know, if you have a mortgage, you need to call your servicer and work on that. I know people that were on top of that immediately. Even some of, like, you know, the subscription services, you know, see what you can negotiate with anything that you pay to, so that you're not feeling that pressure at this moment. And again, for solos, I know that we are strong and we're proud people. And no one wants to feel like they're getting a handout, or I mean, you know, that's, it's not a great feeling to feel like you can't earn your own money. But I, you know, I just want to encourage you that this is a global pandemic that has impacted the global economy. None of this is your fault. And if you can make it through this, that's great. But I think that we should all sort of be planning that it could be July when things really start to even get into gear again, and it may not be normal immediately. I mean, we can look to China to sort of see what our future looks like. You know, they're finally off lockdown after, what was it, 72 days, and business is slowly resuming, but it's not a fast pace. And remember that because we live in a global economy, that it's not just about our country. You know, think of all the goods and services that are produced and the things that we rely on that are connected to other parts of the world. And so, you know, realistically, we're looking at maybe several months before things get back to a healthy place. And you just want to prepare for that. And so, you know, again, taking advantage of any program that not only provides income, but reduces your expenditures is a smart thing to do.
Right, right. I know, you know, I looked into it with my mortgage company. I haven't contacted them yet. Thankfully, I'm sure I will, probably, you know, depending whether or not my magic $10,000 shows up. Anyway, but they already have a laid. I'm going to plant some magic bean stalks too at the same time. We'll see what comes up first. You got to keep the funny in it, guys. You've got to try and keep your sense of humor. But I've already looked on their website, and you know, they've talked through forbearance, which is basically, you know, I think their policy is you can take up to 4 months in forbearance. And you know, while they like the lump sum at the end, they also, you know, lump sum, which is like, haha, you gotta be kidding me. You know, you can also probably tack that on the end of your mortgage, which is, you know, pretty incredible. And I think in all of this too, I've seen some whispers in my Pennsylvania state house. Mm-hmm. I don't think the legislation has been brought to fore yet, of even just declaring a mortgage and credit freeze on payments. Because honestly, I would gladly stay in my house less, you know, with far less stress if I didn't have to stress on the fact that, you know, we aren't making money to pay our bills. You're stressed that you don't want to become ill or worse. At the same time, the main stress is, well, my goodness, okay, so many of us are cut off from making our livelihoods. What do you expect us to do? So, you know, if we all just kind of held our breath for, you know, a few months, if they were able to make that kind of freeze, I think, I don't know how feasible that is, but I've seen whispers of that. So honestly, if that's something that our listeners, if you're feeling, that sounds like a nice idea, you know, that's where you contact your state representatives, contact your federal representatives, just, you know, let them know, maybe even just check in, say, hey, I'm checking in. This is what my real life is like. Because I think, you know, to just come back to the fact that I don't think government has any idea really how so many of us do our jobs. And I'm talking about solos, even, you know, small brick and mortar businesses. They don't really understand just, you know, the savvy ways, the ingenuity that's out there to understand how these things really affect us. So I think if they heard from more of us, they would at least know, you know, hey, we're here. And, you know, honestly, at the end of the day, what do we do as marketers and PR pros? We're here to help educate audiences to achieve a goal. And I think that would be, you know, a tremendous way to do so. Whether it would have effect, I don't know. But at least I think it's worth trying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. You know, and then that's not the only thing that you can do, though. So there are also practical steps that you can take, and you need to be taking these. First, you want to do everything that you can to protect your current business. And that means, you know, sit down and map out a plan for your clients. And you know, this doesn't have to be like some big, long document, but really think through like, okay, if clients, you know, obviously everything is sort of shifted. Some of us have clients where it's really sort of business as usual. And then you have clients where it's not business as usual. So maybe they have live events planned. What can you do to drive, you know, business in absence of plans that have been upended? And, you know, how can you contribute to that? What are the kinds of things that you can be recommending? And give your clients a proactive plan. You know, we need to help them because remember, they're people too that have all the same pressures that we do. So we need to be helping our clients to think past COVID-19. And you want them to be able to ramp up quickly. So what are some things that you can put in place now that is a strategy that they can follow that you can drive so that they don't see it as like, oh my God, we're in this crisis. We can't do anything. We need to pause business. We need to stop working with you, which is, it's a mistake. You know, if every company does that, we're going to be in worse trouble than we already are going to be facing if everybody just comes to a dead halt. It's a huge mistake. We all know that as PR professionals and marketing professionals, we know that. But the key is that you have to, you know, find your wits about you to be able to articulate that to your clients and give them an action plan that they can work on. And don't stop business development.
Right.
Do not stop because there are organizations out there that are overwhelmed that need help. So don't fear reaching out to people and initiating discussions. Now is a great time to, you know, get somebody to hop on the phone or, you know, Zoom calls because people are more open to that now. And I've heard from so many different people how they've really been able to break through during this crisis to people that didn't have time in the past. And so people are a little more willing because some people have a little more time on their hands. And so they have the bandwidth to actually sit and listen to you and engage. And so, you know, set up those virtual coffee dates and, you know, nurture your relationships with your top 10, top 20, top 50 list of prospective clients and keep moving the ball forward. Don't put it aside. One of the things that I, you know, have seen some people do is to sort of get locked into this mindset that nothing is happening right now because of COVID-19. And that's not true. Things are happening. Yes, the media still is accepting pitches and other types of stories. You just have to reach out and find out what they're working on. If they're doing non-COVID pitches, they'll tell you. Just be respectful. You know, if you buy into the mindset that the whole world has stopped, you're doing yourself a disservice. So don't do that.
Right. Very true. And you know, even with, again, speaking to clients right now, screen time is through the roof because what else do people who are, you know, whether they're working from home or they're not working and they're at home, what else is there to do? And I'm not saying to be opportunistic and just be sell, sell, sell. No,
right.
Be a helper, have, you know, align your clients, you know, wisdom, what they have to offer to be helpful, mm-hmm. present themselves as the helpful thought leader and because yeah, if they stop a especially a digital presence, if they stop, no one is hearing from them anywhere ever. No one's seeing their billboards. No one's, you know, either direct mail right now. Why? I can't go to your store. It's really important to maintain that online presence and, you know, get creative with it. If that's a weekly Facebook Live event where you cover one element of preparing your business, you know, or preparing some avenue of something. Sorry, again, yeah. Sorry, I'm without words this week. But, you know, I mean, just, you know, I mean, I have suggested this to clients. Hey, let's go live, you know, even, you know, once every couple of weeks, we'll promote it ahead of time and collect some questions. And, you know, because honestly, you know, because that's what people are clamoring for, sanity. They're clamoring for a good advice and preferably, and this could just be speaking to the way my mind works, from one or two locations. Because if I see 10 different CARES Act articles, I'm just like, I don't know which one I'm not going to read all of them. But if I see one entity, you know, helping people through this, and it doesn't even have to be related to finance or those acts, it can be, you know, ancillary elements around it, small business planning with your attorney, any kind of thing like that. Really encourage your client to, you know, put themselves out there either personally with their faces and their voices, or, you know, through content that you develop. Now is the time.
Yeah, I agree.
Just do it.
I agree. Good advice. And I mean, you know, be creative, you know,
yeah.
Seriously, if there was ever
fun part. Kind
of creativity, now is it, you know. I have sort of, you know, my personal approach to work right now is just laying it all out on the line and going all out. And all of the creative things that sometimes you have to, you know, pull back on and in normal times, pull them out of your bag of tricks right now.
Yeah.
Because now is the time for innovation and creativity. And don't be afraid to use that. And I know that you all have it in you because, you know, in normal times, we're sometimes frustrated by people being afraid to be creative. But now's a great time. So, you know.
Yeah. I agree.
You're managing this and day to day, you're going to have your up moments and down moments, but we just want to both encourage you that there is opportunity during this time. You know, in every crisis, we see amazing things emerge. We saw it after, you know, the last great financial crisis. We saw it during 9/11. We saw, you know, just incredible stories of people overcoming challenges. We saw a lot of unity, people coming together. We saw innovation happen. And so, you know, if we can remember that yes, this is a horrible time, but sometimes crises push us to the wall and they pull things out of us that we didn't know were there.
Right. So it's uncomfortable. That whole thing, get comfortable with being uncomfortable, which I hate, but that is life. you know, just remember that, know that it's okay to not be okay every day. And, you know, remember to check mbopartners.com. They have CARES Act news there. Check out sba.gov. They have it laid out really nicely. You know, consult with your accountant and just do, like, any day when things are frenetic, do one thing at a time. And we'll all get through this together. And, you know, we want to hear from you too. You know, hop over to soloprpro.com when we post this podcast and, you know, leave some of your inspiration in the comments or how you've been finding things. We want to know. That's a great way to help us better serve you as well. So until next time, we thank you so much for joining us for That Solo Life.